Wake up. Let's make this so we can write. Practice number one. Interaction described as initial diagnosis effect for each type of therapy. Are we going to be looking, are we going to be drawing pointies that go left and right or pointies that go up and down? Interaction described as initial diagnosis effect for each type of therapy. Up and down. So what do we put here? An up pointy or a down pointy? Up pointy. How big is that effect? Join in. 10. Up pointy or down pointy? Bigger, smaller. Right? How big is that effect? Do the simple effects differ in direction? Do they differ in size? Do we have an interaction? Describe the pattern of the interaction. You first. I'll pick on all of you. Don't worry. You just first. Do you have a simplifying statement you can make and then modify?
Yes. Overall, individuals with social anxiety
do better.
Do better.
Than
those with general anxiety.
Good. However?
However, those in individual therapy, there's a bigger difference for those individuals.
Yeah. This effect is larger for individual therapy. Anytime you can refer to something as an effect and then have discussions about effects, great. Another way to do that would be to say, if everybody I'm talking to knows what the diagnosis effect is, everybody I'm talking to knows that these people tend to do better in therapy than those, then I can bypass that part and just say, the diagnosis effect is larger for individual than group. If I don't have that in-group expression available to me, then I do exactly what you did. Overall, people with social anxiety do better than people with general anxiety. This effect is bigger for those with individual therapy. Fantastic. All right. Interaction described as type of therapy effect for each initial diagnosis. Now where are we going to draw pointies? Yeah. What are we going to draw here? A right pointy. And how big is that right pointy? What are we going to draw here? And how big is that left pointy? Do the simple effects differ in direction? Do we have an interaction? Describe it. Just pick one. Your choice. Doesn't matter.
People with general anxiety.
Good.
They do better. They have a larger effect in the group.
Yeah, say better. Say better outcome. An effect is a comparison.
Okay. They have a better outcome in group therapy than individual.
Good.
And then for people who have social anxiety, they have a better outcome in individual therapy than group therapy.
Fantastic. Once again, if we had a thing called a therapy effect, we could use that. But fantastic. All right. Main effect for type of therapy. Main effect for type of therapy. I need marginal means. What's the marginal mean for group therapy, assuming equal n? 65. What's the marginal mean for individual therapy? 60. Let's treat numerical things as real. What do we put in there? Right pointy. Is there a main effect for type of therapy? Is it descriptive for those with general anxiety? Is it descriptive for those with social anxiety? So is it a conditional or an unconditional statement? Tell me about the main effect.
Well, there is
For?
For social anxiety.
Good. It's not quite so scary after a little bit. But this has to be automatic. Because we're about to have 6 or 7 of these, depending upon what we control for and what DVs we look at. And we have to know which ones we're willing to clump together and say are part of a story, and which ones change that story, and which ones are a different story. Main effect of initial diagnosis. What are my marginal means? 50. And? 75. Your turn. Tell me about the main effect. Yes? Is there a main effect? So overall, which group does better? Are you done?
It's not. It's for both.
Yeah, you're done. Don't even bother saying that. You're just opening a can of worms. If you can make the unconditional statement and leave the room, do it. Okay? Fantastic. Interaction described as initial diagnosis effect for each type of therapy. What am I drawing? Yeah. So what do I put here? Think of it as a funnel.
I'll learn gator mouse. I keep thinking
about the mouse. Yeah, quit. Yeah, that one sucks. Always go funnel. All right. Do we have an interaction? Describe it. Yeah.
Yeah. The pattern of the interaction is such that those in the social anxiety condition. It's a pattern of interaction that those in the social anxiety condition did better in individual therapy, while there was no difference between those and the general anxiety and social anxiety conditions for group therapy.
Yes. Yeah, you might want to mention both groups both times.
Okay.
When you say this does better than this, and this is the same as that, but that's the only whining. Interaction described as type of therapy effect for each initial diagnosis. What do we draw? Are the simple effects different directions? Are they different sizes? Do we have an interaction? Describe it.
Overall, those in individual therapy do...
Better,
yeah, than group therapy. However, those with social anxiety do better...
Effect. Yeah, bigger you effect. end up trying to say more better.
There's a bigger effect for persons with social anxiety in individual therapy than those with general anxiety.
That's it. Yeah, you start really depending on the phrase, the effect. That effect, bigger, smaller, things like that. Super. Okay, main effect for type of therapy. What are my marginal means?
70.
Descriptive or misleading? Descriptive. Do it.
There is a main effect of type of therapy, such that those in individual therapy perform better than group therapy, and it's descriptive for all levels of usual diagnosis.
Sweet. Main effect of initial diagnosis. What are my marginals?
85.
Do we have a main effect? Is it descriptive or misleading? Does this match individuals?
Yeah.
Does it match group? Tell me about the main effect.
There's a main effect for the diagnosis.
Good.
But for group.
Oh, tell me what it is first. Who did better? Good. However,
for group therapy,
there's
equal.
Good. Fantastic. It's tough to do this, especially with me standing here. The first